Today on episode number 450 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got some news about a new podcast award. I'm going to talk about the real, like, some seriously strange stuff happening over at Fiverr. We're going to talk about what the heck is value and why podcasting is like football. And we're going to talk a little family priorities. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
All podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach. I am Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. I know your time is busy, and the fact that you're going to spend the next, 30 to 45 minutes with little old me, it makes my heart go pitter-patter. If you are new to the show, well, welcome aboard. Here's the deal. We talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting, all points in between. I help you massage your message. I help you tackle the technology. I help you flatten the learning curve, baby, and then get you on your way to pain-free podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to me, I've been teaching people technology for over 20 years, and I can add a new little, resume point to my, I'm the author of More Podcast Money. I'm the founder of the School of Podcasting. I'm a contributing writer for Podtertainment Magazine. And now I am one of the founding members. I don't know if that's the right phrase. I'm a member of the Academy of Podcasters. And we'll be talking about that in just a second. It's a new award thing coming up. But I'm also the director of podcasting for the New Media Expo. And I need to let you know that, it's right around the corner, folks, out in Vegas. And you can get $100 off when you use the coupon code SOP2015. That's SOP2015. And thank you to Bill Conrad, who said, hey, Dave, your coupon's not working. And it has now since been working. You can find him over at bluff.tv. And good guy, member of the School of Podcasting. Thank you, Bill. And it's going to be a lot of fun because I was on the Podcasters Roundtable last night. And before I was adjusting my headphones and things like that, I heard this voice.
Hi, Dave. It's Craig here from Inglés.
Right. And I don't know what he said, but I was like, I know that voice. It was so cool to recognize somebody by their voice. And I knew it was Craig. Are you ready for this? Here is another reason to come to New Media Expo. You ready? Craig is going to be there. I'm telling you, Craig is going to, you have no idea how excited I am that Craig is going to be there. It's cool. I mean, I got to see him face to face last night on Podcasters Roundtable. You can find that over at podcastersroundtable.com. That's the show that Ray Ortega does with myself and Daniel J. Lewis. And of course, Daniel's from the audacitytopodcast.com. We're going to be talking about Daniel a little later too. And Ray, of course, from podcastersstudio.com. But Craig is going to be there all the way from Spain. Yeah, there's a reason people come back year after year after year. And yeah, the sessions are going to be great because, well, you know, I help pick them. But it's the networking. And with NAB Show, National Association of Broadcasters, co-located, it's going to be off the chart. Don't be that person that I remember one year. I was actually still in school getting my teaching degree, and I couldn't go. And you don't want to be that guy that reads all the tweets, that hears all the dude in Vegas and then the thing and then the thing and it exploded and it was cool and it was free and awesome. And yeah, you don't want to be that person. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX. Use the coupon code SOP2015, and that will get you there. And I am really, really excited about that. Another thing that's kind of exciting is we always like to start off with news and things of that nature. Today's going to be a bit of a shorter show, and I'll explain that when we get to the end of the show. We start talking about priorities. There's a new award for podcasters. It's come on the scene. It's called the Academy of Podcasters, and it's presented by Stitcher, kind of. It's like they're the power behind it. I think it's basically the new version of the Stitcher Awards, but it's kind of co-mingled with the guys that founded the podcast movement. Now, according to their website, it says the Academy of Podcaster Awards will be a set of honors awarded every year to the best in the best of the best in podcasting, through a unique take on the voting process that, does not reward popularity as much as it does quality content. We believe this ceremony will soon become the most prestigious in the industry. It is held, of course, in Fort Worth in July 31st during Podcast Movement, and it's free to attend. The categories include business and industry, comedy, education, entertainment, games and hobbies, lifestyle and health, music and music commentary, news and politics, parenting, family and kids, science and medicine, society and culture, spirituality and religion, sports, technology, world and international. What? No podcasting? Oh, that's right. We wouldn't be able to vote for ourselves anyway. And of course, best new podcast of the year. So how are they chosen? Well, here's the deal. Their 10 podcasts will be nominated as finalists in every category. And those 10 are selected as follows. Well, five of those will automatically qualify by being the top five eligible podcasts in the respective category inside Stitcher. So it's kind of based on Stitcher popularity. That's five of them. Now, the other five will be nominated by a combination of input from the Academy, the board, and from other podcasting rating services. This will specifically be, they're doing this so they don't leave out people that are under the radar or those that, for whatever reason, are just not on Stitcher. Why would you not be on Stitcher? It's the number two place to be, kids. Now, how are the winners? They're going to be chosen from the 10 finalists. So you're going to have the five people from Stitcher, five that are kind of brought in from the board. From the members, from the board, and from the podcasting rating services. So there's a bunch of people, not just four people that are, because there's the board and then there's members. A little different there. Anyway, each category will be assigned five unique judges who are members of the Academy. These judges will not have any affiliation with the podcast in their category, nor will they have a podcast of their own in their category. When the voting members of the Academy will be made public, the judges assigned to each category will the judges will listen to a sample episode from each of the 10 podcasts. The sample episodes will be submitted by the nominated show themselves, so they get to pick, here's my best stuff. Or they're chosen at random if they choose not to submit a specific episode. Hello. So if you get into this thing, you better serve up your stuff or they're going to pick episode number one where you're going, right? That's not going to win you any awards. The judges will then score each podcast from a 1 to 10, each on a number of different criteria categories, and determine that the total score for each podcast. All five judges' scores are tallied for all 10 podcasts, and the top scoring podcast will be declared the winner. The board will be the only ones who know the winners until they are announced. In the event that there is a tie, it will be a cage death match, I understand, is how that's going to work. So the criteria is the quality of audio, quality of content delivered. So like if you're talking about pancakes and it's a show about, I don't know, The View, quality of show production, additional criteria, and additional criteria. Makes me think that maybe somebody didn't quite think that through. The board will then compile all votes from all the judges and the highest score. So we already did that. I need to let those guys know that, hey, we're missing two criteria there. The timeline is qualified shows released between May 1st and April 30th. The nominating period will be between May 1st and May 31st of this year. The final 10 in each category announced will be June 1st. Sample submission periods from the finalists, June 1st through June 15th, et cetera. I mean, you guys get the idea. So this isn't happening for a couple more months. So that's new and exciting. The interesting thing is they're talking about the Hall of Fame. And I could have sworn we just had a Hall of Fame for the Podcast Awards. So these are kind of in competition for the Podcast Awards. But then again, there's the Golden Globes and the Academy Awards and the People's Choice Awards and the People Magazine Awards and the Blockbuster Awards. Do they still have those? And the, you know, so any way we can recognize and get somebody's name out, why not? I'm all for it. And it's interesting. Should be fun to watch. Let's talk about Fiverr. Fiverr. Fiverr is an interesting website, and I've used them in the past if I'm hurting for cash. But there are some certain things you can kind of use them for, and certain things I would stay away. And so I told you last week, I've been investigating how to podcast on the ultimately just, I have no budget at all, where I used to say, well, then don't podcast. If you can't do it right, don't do it at all kind of thing. And I am opening my horizons, I guess you could say, after talking to some folks at the Cleveland Podcasters meetup. And so I'm investigating it. I got to tell you, I'm loving it from the aspect of it's been a long time since I've launched a podcast from square one. And it's been a long time since I've done it using, like, I can't use my microphone. I have my first episode, and I'll be releasing a companion podcast to this one. Now, it won't be an ongoing podcast. It'll probably be about 15 or 20 episodes, and then it'll die. But like the first episode I recorded with my phone, because again, the whole idea is it's free. So it's interesting that we're doing this. So I love the fact that I'm learning new stuff and I'm expanding my horizons. And that's what led me over to Fiverr, because I thought, well, maybe we can get artwork over at Fiverr. And so I typed in Fiverr and went over to their website. And again, I'll have links to all this stuff if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/450. I typed in podcast cover art. Their album artwork. And lo and behold, this one person had a ton of jobs, basically. She had a lot of experience, or he, I don't know what it was. And I click on it, and lo and behold, there's some really great looking artwork done by my friend Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast or podcastcoverart.com. And if you've ever been to podcastcoverart.com, you know, Daniel, because he does really good work, he charges just a little more than $5, just a smidge. And I was like, so I sent him an email and I go, dude, are you Design Eye? I think was the name of the offending person here. And to say he wasn't. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. Not only had they stolen Daniel's album artwork from his website, podcastcoverart.com, they stole his copy. Like, they couldn't even come up with the right words. Now, I don't know if it's because they were in Sri Lanka. And this does not mean that all people from Sri Lanka are, you know, dirty weasels that steal other people's stuff. That would be wrong. But it was interesting that it was like that's like taking lazy to a whole new level. And now, to Fiverr's credit, within 10 minutes of Daniel going, excuse me, that's my stuff. They pulled it. And to make a long story short, she, whatever it was, kind of put it back and kind of tweaked it, but not really. So they're using Daniel's awesome artwork, and he's not getting paid for it. And the bad news is they're not a very good graphic artist. And it really stinks when your artwork is kind of associated with, you guessed it, Kaka a poo poo. So now, does this mean that all people on Fiverr are weasels? No. In fact, there's some really talented people over there. And what I always tell people is, number one, like there was a guy that was doing audio intros. Let me play you a clip of this. Yeah, there was a guy on Fiverr named JJ. Very passionate guy, seemed like a nice guy, wanted to do voiceover work. And he said, you know, go to here, this YouTube page, to hear my samples. And here's one of them.
Let's get it started in here.
And now, the moment you've been waiting Party for. Rock! It's time to roll with olds from the highway to the hallway. The newest, most informative home business opportunity radio show.
Okay, big crowd. Yeah. I'm sorry. Black Eyed Peas has not been cleared pod safe. And really quickly to say this, when it comes to using, I don't know, Taylor Swift or whatever, Megadeth, there's a great bill. This Wednesday night, Taylor Swift and Megadeth. And the person who wrote the song, the person who performed the song, which is not always the person that wrote the song, and the people that own the master rights to the song, which is usually a record label, have to say okay before you can use your song in a podcast. And so the fact that this guy is saying, I'll make your jingle, here's an example of one where I use the Black Eyed Peas, I don't think I'd be using that guy. Because here's the thing, and I don't know that I would want to use somebody who's using other people's artwork, because how would you like to pull down, I don't know, you're on episode number 42, and you get a, hey, you know how you use that album artwork? Yeah, you need to take it off your entire website, which means you'd have to re-tag your MP3 files and re-upload them and change the one in iTunes. It's probably just not the one in iTunes. You've probably, if you've done it right, tagged your MP3 files with your image, and now you got to re-upload them all. That sounds like a picnic, huh? So I love Fiverr. I love, you know, the idea of it. Some of it's really cute where people will, I don't know, paint themselves, or they'll sing happy birthday upside down or all sorts of bizarre stuff. So what would I use Fiverr for? Well, number one, the only thing I would use them for is voiceover work. And when it comes to voiceover work, I really like Music Radio Creative. It is so easy to work with Music Radio Creative. That's, well, here.
School of Podcasting.
Dave Jackson. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to start off with some quick podcast success stories.
Here again, podcasting is opening doors to people.
You're connecting
with your audience, so you're getting to know them a little better.
Subscribe now at schoolofpodcasting.com.
That, my friends, is Music Radio Creative. And you can find them. I actually have an affiliate link. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC, that'll get you over there. And, you know, do they cost more than $5? Yeah. And for the record, most of the stuff on Fiverr usually ends up costing you 10. I know when I had my my book, had a book cover created over there, and I think it ended up costing me 15, something like that. So usually I end up paying more than $5. And so to me, I love the fact that I can go to Music Radio Creative. I can audition a bunch of names, type in my script, and boom, here it goes. And so I would use them for voiceover work, I guess, if you want to save 10, 15 bucks. But it is kind of hard finding the needle in the haystack. But I say this to say there are some really squirrely people over there. And so I would avoid ordering anything that can be copied, like artwork and music. So unless it's obviously an original thing where they're talking about voice, I would stay away from that place. It's a little squirrely in my book. One of the podcasts that I listen to, Chock Full O Info, is The Feed with Rob and Elsie. Elsie has one of the, you want to talk about somebody where you can hear the smile through the speakers? Go listen to The Feed. You can go to blog.libsyn, that's libsyn.com. And of course, then you got Rob Walsh, the VP of Podcaster Relations, bringing in the stats for all of you stat junkies. And, you know, a little while back, I talked about when somebody is doing activity. And sometimes we think, yeah, are you busy or are you being productive? And there is a difference between the two. Because I can do all sorts of stuff and read all sorts of pages, but if it's not going to either help my audience or help me be more productive, I deemed it casturbation. And everybody snickered, and some people are like, they won't even say it. They're like, yeah. Okay, well, that was the whole point of that. I thought it was funny. And so the phrase came up on The Feed, and I wanted to address it. Yeah, so here's a little clip from The Feed with Rob and Elsie.
But you know what? I have to read some feedback that we did get because I think this is super relevant. And I thought, wow, we do need to talk about this too. I put images and kind of linking back to Dave's post, which, by the way, will be in our show notes. And this is from Liam from the Uda Bull podcast. And he said, I'd be interested to see what Mr. Jackson defines as value.
All right, let's just stop right there. Here's what I define as value. Well, number one, I can't define what your audience deems valuable. I can't. I don't know your audience, but here's what I typically, from a generic standpoint, what I did and what I urge you to do is to step back and go, what did I listen to? What did I watch? What did I read? What did I consume this week? Got it? Why did I do that? What did I get out of it? And I found that usually it made me laugh. It made me cry. It made me think. In some cases, it made me groan. Like, ugh. In some cases, it educated me. And I went, oh, I did not know that. And in some cases, it's just kind of a generic, it entertained me. And I call that moving your audience. Your content, if it's valuable, should move your audience. So right now, if somebody came to me and talked about open heart surgery and the tools to do it, I'm just picking up things because my wife is a nurse. I don't plan on having open heart surgery anytime soon. I don't know anybody who needs open heart surgery. And so consequently, nothing. Now, this person may be speaking the most interesting things about open heart surgery. I could care less. It doesn't mean they have bad content. It means it's not moving me. And that's where I say I can't tell you what will move your audience. You can. You should. But I can't. So that's how I define value. And it's not telling me about your cat unless it's entertaining, unless it's funny. But if it's just, you know, hey, I had pancakes and there wasn't any syrup, you know, there's stories are great. If you think about stories, you know, one of the most successful podcasters right now is John Lee Dumas. And if you, there's a whole thing, I wish I could remember the name of it, but there is a craft of the story. And one of them is you have a hero and then they have a hurdle. And the arc of the story is when they overcome the hurdle and then they, what they've learned, and they walk off into the sunset. Star Wars. You know, you got Luke, you have Yoda, right? But Luke, you know, he's got to overcome. He's got to face the struggle of becoming a Jedi. I sound like such a geek. Don't I want to do this? I sound like the ultimate podcasting nerd. But you know, Cinderella, right? You got the whole thing with the eats the apple. And then the kind of the heroes there are the dwarfs, and they got to find the prince, and then they overcome it. They walk off into the sunset. That's the typical story arc. And John Lee Dumas asked people, tell us about one of your times when things didn't work out. Well, hello, there you go. Right into the story with a great outcome, because if it was a really, really bad story, you wouldn't be on his podcast now, would you? So that's another one. That's entertaining stories. So that's what I call value. Let me give you one other example, then we're going to move on. I'm like the caboose. I'm the caboose of this. Last one into the pool. Have you heard about Shazam? Shazam! This is an app that you can put on your smartphone. And if there's a song playing, you just put your phone up to the speaker and Shazam will tell you who it is. And I've heard about this for years and was like, I don't really have a need for that because I'm a huge music geek and 9 times out of 10, I am a walking Shazam. And so my wife and I were out to dinner. We're sitting there watching the Cleveland Cavs game, and we're at a place called Rockne's Pub. Really, if you go there, get the Firestone salad. Oh, yummy stuff. And the song came on, and my wife is a big Motown fan, and it's all this stuff that was before my time. And I said, hold on a second, because she's like, who sings this song? And I go, ooh, you've out Shazam Dave. And I busted out Shazam, and it told me this really weird, obscure song and who the name was. And I was like, dang, are you kidding me? I've heard it. Wow, that was amazing. And so, like, the next song came on. I'm like, hold on, go to Shazam this. And it's like, wow, this is some weird, obscure Beach Boy song. And then of course you could sit there and buy it right there. And the to me, that is like, now what I'm trying to do is come up with content that leaves you going, dang, I didn't know that. or wow, that's an insight, or that made me laugh, or something of that nature. So see if you can Shazam your audience to where they're just going, dang. All right, let's continue on.
I don't plan content. I don't have a production schedule, and most certainly don't write a 3,000-word blog post to summarize my episode. Yet I still think my show is successful. After 165 shows and almost 5 years of being on air, it's still getting downloaded, and we are having our second listener meetup this year.
Bingo! Success. Success comes in many different sizes and flavors. I'll tell you right now, I do the show on Saturday morning. I've talked about it here before. Ask the Podcast Coach. Every Saturday, except, let's see, when you get this, it'll be Monday, except last weekend, I've done a show with my buddy Jim Collison from TheAverageGuy.tv, and I look forward to that show on Friday night. Now, for the record, that show gets about one-third of the downloads of the School of Podcasting. Don't know really why, but it is what it is. But you know what? The audience interaction of that show and the chat room and just hanging out with my buddy Jim or the Podcasters Roundtable, I look forward to that because I just get to hang out with Ray and Daniel. And then I got to meet cool people like Craig and Christopher on the last episode. There are other things besides money to judge your success. So, yeah, don't there's nothing worse you can do than to compare you and your success to somebody else's, because you are your own person. You have your own talents. You are like a snowflake, right? We're all unique, and we all have our own special purpose and insights and skills. And it's kind of a shame, because if I compare myself to John Lee Dumas, I'm a failure. I'm a huge failure, but I don't, because I don't judge my success by money alone.
Sometimes people like to just listen to something to help pass time. It doesn't actually have to be informative or spelling out the how to's or don't do's or be the number one item in Google search. Getting a little tired of this podcast gurus who try to define what I should and shouldn't be doing to fit a format that they believe works.
One thing I do have to comment on this. I hope I'm producing something that's a little more than something you listen to in the background. Because, I mean, don't they have those machines? It's like you turn it to like the switch to three and it's supposed to be like the ocean. And it's like, and it just sounds like Darth Vader. What is it with the Star Wars references today, right? You're like, that's the ocean? It sounds like, I don't know. So I hope I'm producing something more than people just turn it on for background noise. I mean, I'm a musician. I'm used to being background noise. If you play in a bar these days, they are like 8 million TV sets and the band. And what's really sad about it is you'll go out and I'm just doing this kick butt solo and you'll hear people clap and you're like, man, cool. They really loved it. And you look up and somebody hit a home run. You're like, oh, man, they're not listening to me.
And they tried that and it did more harm to my show than good.
Yes. So as I've said before, let's use the old John Lee Dumas again. So many people saw John Lee Dumas's success and they went, I'm going to do what he did. The problem is you don't have John Lee Dumas's audience. And some people tried to, you know, do the exact same show. You're not going to out John Lee Dumas, because it comes to him naturally. So work with your audience, find out what they want, find out what they value and give them that, because what I do may make your audience just a little bit throw up in their mouth.
So I think that I kind of agree with him that it depends on what you're doing. You know, if people like what you're doing and you like what you're doing, keep doing what you're doing.
Podcasting for most podcasters is a hobby. And if you're having fun doing the podcast, then keep doing it.
Right. Amen, brother. Brother Rob, preach on, my friend.
Right.
You know, a hobby isn't supposed to be work. A hobby is supposed to be fun. I mean, now that doesn't mean it's supposed to be easy.
Right, because golf isn't easy. Bowling isn't easy. Playing the guitar isn't easy when you start.
But it should be, at the end of the day, it should still be fun, and you should have fun doing it.
Now, let me give you an example of, let him make his point.
That's the way I look at it. You know, too many of these people that talk about podcasting too.
What is wrong with these people?
They're like, well, how are you going to monetize? You know, it's always coming around to monetizing. Not everybody wants to monetize their podcast. And it's...
Amen, brother. Preach it.
Fine if you don't. You don't have to monetize. You shouldn't feel guilty that you're not monetizing.
I'm not making any money. I'm a failure.
Yeah. If you're having fun doing your podcast, you're getting a good group of friends out of it.
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you for bringing that up. Again, check them out over at blog.libsyn.com. But I want to bring up a point. I am recently trying to cook. Keyword, trying. For my birthday, I got the pressure cooker. Oh, I'm sorry, the power pressure cooker XL. Because it saves you time. You can cook, you know, 3 chickens in 20 minutes. What size family do you have that you need 3 chickens? But at any rate, nobody has come up to me and go, oh, Dave, I see you got the power pressure cooker XL. Well, that set you back. $99. Cool. How much money are you making with that? You monetizing that that chicken? Did you sell that pot roast? You going to write an ebook about that pot roast you made that tasted like leather? Huh? Yeah. It's a hobby. And so there's nothing wrong with having a hobby where you gain friends, where you gain insights, where you grow your community. I understand there are certain people that say certain things, and we do have our best practices. I still think the best practice is to have a WordPress site with dedicated media hosting, whether it's through Libsyn or Blueberry. Of course, use the coupon code SOPFREE on either one of those. They'll get you a free month. That's the way to go. I think that is the best practice. And then for me, find out who your audience is. Find out what they want, what they find valuable. Deliver that. Ask them if they liked it. Lather, rinse, repeat. And then go find your audience and make friends with them. Tell them about your podcast. And likewise, go to the people who are listening and give them tools to help them spread the word. Lather, rinse, repeat. That's it. So that's kind of the gist of that. To answer the question, what do I find valuable? Well, that's how I define it. My last point on this is I said how podcasting is like football. Now here, I live in Cleveland, Ohio, where sports teams set the record for just poor. And so we're not going to, you know, when it comes to football, there are teams that throw the ball well. There are teams that run the ball well. There are teams with phenomenal defenses that stop you from scoring. And there are teams that have phenomenal special teams. And you have to watch who you kick the ball to because they'll just run right past you. In the end, it doesn't matter how you get to the end zone. You just got to get to the end zone. One of the things I love about Cleveland sports is we have old football players. When they can't get a job anyplace else, they become announcers. And there's this guy named Doug Deacon, who was an old offensive defensive lineman, got hit in the head way too many times. And he says these really inspirational things like, you got to score points if you want to win the game. When somebody throws you the ball, you have to catch it. Thanks, Doug. That's brilliant. But he does make a point. And so it doesn't matter how you move your audience, how you deliver your value. You want to podcast with your phone. If that's cool with your audience, podcast with your phone. You want to use a high-end PR40 and spend $600, by all means, do it. As long as you're getting into the end zone, I don't care how you get there. Just provide value, whatever that means to your audience. Does that make sense to me? So I'll give you an example. I am not, as much as I quoted Star Wars today, I'm not a huge sci-fi person. But I got to review the Sci-Fi Movie Podcast. And you can find that by going to Sci-Fi Movie Podcast. And I've known one of the hosts. Actually, I stumble across a couple of them on a regular basis now. But I know Rem Lavictoire. And when I reviewed their show over at the podcastreviewshow.com, one of the things that made me kind of Shazam was the amount of trivia that they had about the movie they were reviewing. And that was the kind of thing that if I hung out in a sci-fi crowd, I would be able to tell somebody, well, did you know that the movie set of Aliens was later used in Batman or whatever the trivia was? That people are like, really? I didn't know that. And then you're seen as kind of the expert for knowing this stuff. And they go, really? How do you know that? And you go, oh, I heard it on the Sci-Fi Movie Podcast. Right? So different value for different audiences are going to be different things. But there's that's up to you to do that. I want to talk about priorities. Why is today's show so short? Well, I mentioned before I do the Ask the Podcast Coach show on Saturday mornings. One of my favorite things to do. And this week, my co-host, Jim Cullison, again from theaverageguy.tv, he's a runner. He does a lot of things, but now this week wasn't going to be there. And usually if he's not there, I'll just grab a co-host someplace else or I'll go solo. But my wife has been a trooper while I've been being the director of podcasting at the New Media Expo. And I told her when I took the position, hey, you know what? Tuesday nights are going to be probably mine, not ours. And she's been very cool with that. And I just wanted to say that, you know, podcasting is cool. Podcasting is fun. You grow as a person. You learn more. You inspire people. You get inspired. But someday, I don't know, I always say, you know, I'll probably podcast till I'm, you know, dead. But someday, you know, I've had podcasts that have podfaded. And it would be a shame if I put all my effort into something that's going to be gone in 5-7 years, let's say. And in the process, lost something that's going to be in my life forever. At least that's what she told me on June 20th. And so when I had this opportunity over the weekend to maybe not do a show on Saturday, I went, you know what? I'm going to record the School of Podcasting earlier. I'm going to record Weekly Web Tools earlier. There will all be shorter shows. And I'm going to hang out with my wife this weekend. And we're going to do what married people do. Oh, yeah. I said that. That's right. I think we're going to go to a hotel and I'm going to get my priorities, at least for this weekend, back in order to let those that need to know that they're important. So I'm just going to say that to you. If you got kids, if you got wives, if you got husbands, if you got aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, dogs, whatever it is that you've been in the Dave cave too long, whether it's justified or not, the next time you get an opportunity to get some free time, I'm telling you, my wife was touched that I said, hey, let's just take some time for me and you this weekend. And had I known that, I would have done this a lot sooner. So that is podcast insight that has nothing to do about microphones and such. But if you take care of those who are taking care of you behind the scenes, you're not going to get quite as much. Oh, what's the word? I don't want to say nag. There will not be as much jealousy when it comes to your podcast if you're letting those that are important to you know through your words and more importantly through your actions that they are important. So that is going to do it for this week. I do thank you so much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, that'll save you quite a bit off your first month at the School of Podcasting. If you don't have a website yet and you're thinking of starting a podcast, send me an email with the title Quick Start. And here's how this works. I send you a link to order your hosting for your website. Usually runs you about $7 a month. And you send me kind of the welcome email. I will install WordPress for you. I'll install the plugins to get you going. And I'll give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. That's it. So it's like $8. You get a website, a very basic website. You got to fill in the rest. And a month at the School of Podcasting to learn how to fill in the rest. And if that's you, again, send me an email with Quick Start. If you already have a website, just use the coupon code LISTENER, and that'll get you in. Don't forget, get your tickets for New Media Expo. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX and use the coupon code SOP2015. And I will see you next week. And we will be talking with the man from the Read to Lead podcast, Jeff Brown. And man, is this a good interview. It was like, I got off the Skype with him and was like, man, that was some gold. So that'll be next week. And some insights from a guy who's been in radio for a while. And I do have that episode coming up as well in the future. But next week, Jeff Brown. And of course, whatever you want to talk about, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And I would love to hear from you. So thanks so much for tuning in. Until next week, I hope to see you on the inside. Take care and God bless. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. And one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to is The Feed. And mainly because it has Elsie. Am I saying that name right? Elsie Escobar. Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know why. Do you ever have those words that you just can't? I cannot say Escobar. Elsie Escobar. And it's one of those words that I have to think about. I also can't say. Yep, it's a word that I can't say it so much. I can't even remember of it. If we did Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, Zuzu's pedals and all that. Yeah. Look, every time a podcast pod fades, an angel gets its wing. I don't know how that goes, but, it's a wonderful life. George Bailey was rich in friends.